Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller, it's our triple option feature, and it's pick six, so Charlie, set it up.
Well,
how are we doing?
I think last week went pretty well for me, gentlemen.
About time, right?
Roll Tide. That's what I have to say about that. Shout out to Joe in the traffic center. Roll Tide. Absolutely.
And Dan,
5-1 week.
And Dan Barron.
The one thing that happened that went wrong for me was the Packers. And the Packers still almost came back and won that game. So, you know, I'll take it. Notre Dame covered the 6 points. Tulane, you know, that went great. Bama plus two, Falcons, the Bucks, and the Packers. The Packers are the only team that tripped me up. I had a 5-1 week, so I took the lead at 14-10. Ooh. Mike, you had a 3-3 week. Bobby
Boom.
And Steve, you each had 2-4 weeks. So, resetting the standings here real quick. I'm 14-10. Mike, you are 12-12. Bobby and Steve are each 10-14. We're moving on to week six of college football and week five of NFL action.
All right.
Guys, it wasn't a great kind of slate to pick from for college football week six. We've got a couple decent games. Obviously, no LSU this weekend. Tulane opens as like 14.5 points against UAB. And we talked with Coach Summerall, and he said that, you know, the Blazers are a tougher team than probably people are giving them credit for, especially that record, 1-3. But we have two SEC contest that we're picking this week, and we're going to start out with the top 25 matchup. Number 9 Missouri travels to face number 25 Texas A&M. The Aggies open as 2-point favorites, and Bobby will start this one off. He's got Missouri plus 2.
I do also. I'll take Missouri.
I've got Texas A&M this one, guys. I think I just think they got some bigger hosses on that side, and I like them at home given the 2.
So I picked A&M at home as a favorite against Notre Dame, and that really bit me in the behind. I still like some of A&M's players. But Missouri, like, okay, here's the thing with Missouri, is that Brady Cook.
You're picking him or what, John?
Yeah, I'm picking him. But Mike, like, Brady Cook in that Missouri offense, like, they've been there, done that. I know they had a little bit of struggles with Vanderbilt recently, but give me Mizzou, because you're looking at their schedule. If they win this game, I mean, guys, you can make an argument this Mizzou team goes 11-1. Their only game left on the schedule that's tough is at Alabama. So, you know, I think this is potentially, I don't want to say sealing a potential playoff berth for this team if they can win this one, because anything can happen in the SEC week to week. But it's gigantic. I think they realize how gigantic it is. Give me Missouri plus 2 here. And then we have the other SEC game, Ole Miss coming off a stunner against Kentucky this past weekend at home in Oxford. They open as 9-point favorites on the road against South Carolina, guys.
I'm going with Ole Miss. I think it's bounce back week. We've seen South Carolina. They don't really excite you much on the offensive side of football. That front four now is really good
on
defense.
Right, exactly.
Really, really good. But LSU carved them up throwing the ball. I'm going with Ole Miss. Bounce back week for Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart.
I'm right with you there, Mike, actually, because I think that the offense of Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin going to rebound in a big way against South Carolina, who, like, they do have a solid defense, but I just think the Rebels' attack is going to come really hard this one.
You know, I don't want to say Ole Miss is going to be looking ahead to that game in Death Valley the week after. I'm taking South Carolina to cover it. The point spread is just too big.
It is pretty big.
Listen, Ole Miss, I don't want to say the formula was put out there to how to beat them when they lost to Kentucky.
Right.
But I really, as you mentioned, Mike, I really do like, you know, South Carolina's front defensively. It's as if they can keep it close. Like, I don't think they're going to win this game by any stretch of the imagination. But within 9 points, yeah, give me South Carolina here. Moving on to NFL Week 5, guys, we got Thursday Night Football, the Bucs at the Falcons. Atlanta opens as 1.5-point favorites. Real quick, actually, I don't think I mentioned this. Bobby's also got Ole Miss minus 9, so I'm actually standing alone with South Carolina. Hopefully that works out for me. It might not. We'll have to see. But the Bucs at the Falcons, Atlanta opens as 1.5-point favorites on Thursday night.
I am going with the Bucs here. I don't still believe in the Falcons, even after that game against the Saints. They were gifted 14 points in that matchup. It shouldn't have been as close, and I just think the Bucs are a team that are rolling right now and see them winning in Atlanta and covering.
I'm with you, and so is Bobby. So, Mike, are you picking the Falcons here?
Hell no. I'm going with the Bucs. The Bucs are a beat-up football team, especially at wide receiver. I think they'll figure out a way to win it, and, man, you look at they do it sometimes sort of ugly, but they win. And you got to get Baker Mayfield. We talk about Sam Darnold.
Yeah, wait a minute, Charlie. You said you were taking Falcons?
No, I'm taking the Bucks.
Falcons.
I said, Steve, you're taking the Bucks too?
Yeah, but I got Bucks.
Yeah, we all got the Bucks.
Clean sweep, because Bobby's got them as well. Listen, with the Bucks and the Falcons, you can make the argument just as simply as you could with the Saints potentially being 3-1 or 4-0, that the Falcons could be 0-4 this season.
Man.
And they haven't played well at home, by the way. Like, they were 0-2
in
that game against the Saints.
City.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
they could have.
They could have, but they shouldn't have beaten the Saints, and they shouldn't have beaten the Eagles. I mean, this is a team that's not playing great football. They are not clicking
yet.
Watch
how you talk about them Eagles.
They don't know how to close.
A Jersey boy here. You don't know nothing about the real world.
Yeah. So I'm going with the Bucs here as well, guys. Up next, we got a AFC showdown. The Bills, one-point favorites at the Texans.
Good game.
Yeah, no, for sure. This is one of the premier matchups. Bobby's got the Bills minus one on the road, guys.
I'm with the Cajun Cannon on this one. I think Josh Allen is rolling right now. Like what I'm seeing off of the Bills. They look like they've got it together. And Texans at home, I don't know how that home field advantage quite is over there, but give me the Buffalo Bills. They're rolling right now.
The Texans had a really weird game this past weekend against Jacksonville, where they very easily could have lost that game. And this is a Jacksonville team that is in the gutters. And I know that it's a divisional game, so anything can really happen in those matchups. But give me the Bills here too, Steve. I'm going with Buffalo. I think that game against Baltimore Sunday night,
right,
was kind of fluky. Like, yes, they did not play a good game at all. They're dealing with some injuries.
They're still trying to tackle Derrick Henry.
That is very much true. But Lamar in primetime just seems to kill it in Baltimore. So, they were always probably going to lose that game. Give me Buffalo with a bounce back here.
Going with the Texans, CJ Stroud.
All righty. And moving on, we got Sunday Night Football. The Cowboys at the Steelers. Pittsburgh is 2.5-point favorites at home.
Can I guess Bobby's pick?
You could probably guess it, and you would probably be right.
I'm going with the Steelers. There is a formula to beat the Cowboys. It's about the running game and pressure on the quarterback. Guess what the Steelers do pretty good? They run the ball, and they get after the quarterback. Give me the Steelers.
I'm with you to bring out my terrible towel for this one. I like Justin Fields staying at the QB spot, too, not going to Russell Wilson in this matchup. And the Steelers I think they're much more competent team right now. I don't know what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys.
Guys, what's going on? This is our second clean sweep of NFL action.
No.
I got the Steelers minus 2.5
here. We're doomed this
week.
That
ain't good.
Yeah, it's not good at all. It means the Cowboys are going to win on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. And then wrapping up everything, guys, we got Monday Night Football, the Saints at the Chiefs. Kansas City opens.
Easy for me.
5-point favorites at home.
I'll take the Saints in the 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually going with Saints getting the 5 here, too.
What are we doing?
The Saints have played in so many close games. They're not getting blown out by anybody.
And the Chiefs, offensively, unless the Saints help them. Come on, this should be a close game between these two teams. I'm not saying the Saints are going to go to Kansas City and win, but I think this is a razor-tight game.
Yeah, I could see this being a 3-4-point type game as well. Just too much. 5 points, a little too rich for my blood. I'll take that for the Saints.
You guys know who Bobby's taking in this game. I mean,
naturally.
That's who I was taking, too. This is crazy. We have 3 straight sweeps with the Bucs, Steelers, and the Saints here. I see it the same way you guys do. It just feels like without Rashee Rice, like, who is Kansas City throwing the ball to? Or are they just going to spam,
Even
Xavier
worse,
Worthy?
No Pacheco.
Yeah, no Pacheco exactly. In the rushing attack, too.
So I can do stuff, in the back end to sort of take away Kelsey and Worthy, man, I play physical with him.
I am worried about Kelsey in this matchup, though. Big, hulking type tight end.
He's
not the
washed.
Same as Kyle Pitts. I don't think he's totally washed, though.
I think he's kind of washed.
I don't say totally, but he's lost a step, right. He's in late November and December of his career. And you can tell, and I think the Chiefs know it. They've gotten away from pumping him the ball a lot. You see a lot more of their backup tight ends and them trying to get to the receivers
they
downfield.
They seem to try to be feeding them last game.
So you understand Andy Reid and Mahomes knows that better than anybody.
Right.
I mean, that's it. I don't know, guys. I think that the one issue, we talked with Schlereth about this, the Chiefs shine in clutch moments. So if the Saints kind of find themselves in that tight game against Kansas City, I mean, you kind of expect Kansas City to come out just because the Saints haven't proven that they can win those tight games yet this year. However, I do think that they keep it close. I think that they cover the spread. It's within 5 points, but we'll see what happens.
I'd love to be at this one, guys. It's one of those stadiums I have not been to, Arrowhead Stadium.
You
want to
hear that story?
Venue.
Let Lady Bear tell you.
Uh-oh.
Even during pregame warm-ups, he said it was deafening. Because they go early and, they have a good time. They, eat their barbecue and everything, have a good time. But then they
go sit early.
And he said, Mike, I'm doing jumping jacks and all. They got people screaming and hollering. I can't even talk to somebody. Now, if he can't talk to somebody on the field, we got issues. So that's just the way it is.